You're listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Andy Parrish.
Ah, 2025. Yay, we made it. But not without things to talk about, folks, because I am getting incredibly frustrated with our government and their lack of transparency about what is happening in this world. This world, you know, you saw January 1st, you saw a Muslim terrorist drive into a crowd of people and try to detonate some bombs that didn't go off, thankfully. Now, scoot a couple of states over, a couple of time zones over, go to Las Vegas. A Tesla exploded. Exploded right outside of the Trump Hotel. Hurt 7 people. Could have killed many. But remember, national security used to be my wheelhouse. I'm Andy Parrish. I'm right. This is my show. Deal with it. But I'm glad you're here. Please give me a follow on Twitter, X, whatever it's called now, Instagram, Facebook. And most importantly, subscribe to this podcast and share it with people. Because this isn't some right-wing conspiracy. I'm not going to get all tinfoil hat. I'm just going to shoot the truth at you. And I'm going to ask you to think about some things about what happened on January 1st and where we're going as a country. See, I firmly believe that we have classified way too many documents just to avoid FOIA requests from the general public. So everything is classified now. So when you see people with classified information, I want to know what that information is because it probably shouldn't be classified. But that is the way of keeping it from you and me. You and I have every single right to know what our government is doing. It is our government at our consent. Remember, our consent. We give them the right. They have no right to hide anything from us. Nothing. It's our government. Yeah, I'm mad as hell because now I got people saying that these two attacks weren't connected whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. They think you're stupid. They think I'm stupid. They think you're stupid. And they think we're just gonna, okay, let's just go along with it because that's what America does. And we've got the left-wing news entertainers that are going along with it. They just blindly follow this crap. All right. I want to share with you a little bit of information that I know about these two attacks. All right. New Orleans. Jabbar. U.S. Army soldier. Once stationed at Fort Bragg. He visited New Orleans twice in 2023, traveled to Egypt and Canada in the same year. Why wasn't dude flagged? He's in the military. Why wasn't he flagged for this? Okay. The attack happened January 1, 2025 in the French quarters in New Orleans. He drove not just a pickup. Here's the important part, and I'll tell you where this is going. He drove an electric Ford truck. Electric is key. Somehow he got this down Bourbon Street. He wore a ballistic vest and he started shooting at police officers. Now he had IEDs inside the truck that did not go off. He attempted to burn down his Airbnb. Didn't work. He killed 14 people. He injured 35. And of course, it's ISIS. Of course, it's ISIS. Right? I mean, of course it is. We're going to come back to this, but I want to go back to the Las Vegas Cybertruck explosion that happened at about 3:15 in the morning. We have Matthew Livelessberger. That's kind of ironic that he's now liveless, right? So. 37 background. The background on this guy, he was active duty. He was active duty. A U.S. Master Sergeant. So that means he's a Green Beret. He was in Germany. He was decorated with 5 Bronze Stars for his time in Afghanistan. Boy, how does someone spend 5 terms in Afghanistan and is not being watched by the military for any type of PTSD? Bombs the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. He drove a Tesla Cybertruck. He had IEDs. Now, don't let people tell you this. We don't know what the New Orleans bomber was using for an IED. IED is improvised explosive device, all right? It's a jackass's bomb. is what it is. It's some guy building this stuff at home. It's a DIY, found a tutorial on YouTube, gonna make a bomb, gonna go see if it works. Thankfully, they usually don't work, but the soldiers did because, quite frankly, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. So it worked. And it was intended to kill people. Do not believe this fake narrative from the police that the guy didn't mean to hurt anyone. You do not blow up a truck outside of a hotel on New Year's Day without the intent of harm. But again, the government thinks you're stupid. All right, Matthew shoots himself in the head. Here's more red flags the government should have picked up. Recent marital issues, known PTSD. And authorities are going to investigate this. No, they're not. No, they're not. You know who's going to take over? The military police or the FBI? That's who's going to take over. And depending on his connections, perhaps even the CIA. All right, so you got these two bombs in two electric trucks. These idiots used, these murderers used the same app to rent electric vehicles. But there's no connection. They both had IEDs. Now, here's what I put together because they'll say, well, that was at 3:15 in the morning and New Orleans was at 1 in the morning. Yeah, that's right. I got it right. Do the time zone change. There is a 2-hour difference, which means these attacks happened within 15 minutes of each other. I'm not a mathematician, but the mathematical odds of two guys with IEDs on New Year's Day, renting electric vehicles, making IEDs, going to where people are and trying to kill them at the same time, have got to be slim to none. And here's how I know, because I'm right. Let's take a look at domestic terrorist attacks that we have had in the United States, or at least terrorist attacks with IEDs within the United States. That I can find. Okay, 1995, Timmy McVeigh, world's better off without him. Adios. He rented a Ryder truck, packed that puppy up with their now, well, when you find it, ammonium nitrate fertilizer and fuel oil. It's an IED, improvised explosive device. The truck is exploding. Explosion killed 168 people and injured 600. On April 19th, 1995, that was the only bombing that happened on that day. May 1, 2010, New York City, the Times Square bomber attempt. Thankfully, the bomb failed to detonate because these idiots are putting these together in their basement and they don't know what they're doing. So it didn't detonate, but they got the guy, Fasil Shahad from Pakistan or Pakistani American. On May 1st, 2010, no other car bombs went off. World Trade Center bombing, 1993. Remember that? Killed 6 people, injured over 1,000. Ramzi Youssef, in connection to Islam, with strong opposition to U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, is the idiot who did that. On February 26, 1993, there were no other car bombs that went off in the United States of America. The Austin serial bombings. These happened over a series of weeks. March 2 to the 21st of 2018. This guy, Mark Condit, blew himself up using a vehicle and explosives as police closed in to find him. The bombings killed 2 people, injured 5. We don't know what his motive was. World's better off without this guy, too. During that time period, how many other car bombs went off between March 2nd and March 21st at the same time or within 15 minutes or just on the same damn day? None. And then we had 2 planned attacks, one on Fort Dix. They were going to attack New Jersey. It was 6 individuals. They were going to use vehicles and firearms. Didn't happen. We foiled it. And then in 2011, I was on the hill in 2011, folks. I was on the hill. Amin El-Khalifi, he planned a suicide bombing in a vehicle and he parked it right next to Capitol Hill. But Capitol Police foiled it. Do you know how many other car bombs went off the same day these idiots in Fort Dix? The same day Amin El-Akifi tried to kill me near the U.S. Capitol. Zero. And yet our government wants to tell us, and our media is playing along with it, that there was no coordination between these two idiots who served at Fort Bragg together, the Vegas attacker and the New Orleans attacker. They both rented electric vehicles, which is important. We're going to talk about that right after I get done comparing these. They both used the same app to rent them, and they detonated their electric vehicles with IEDs within 15 minutes of each other on New Year's Eve, and there's no coordination. First time in American history there's ever been two car bombs that go off with the intent to kill people on the same day, let alone within 15 minutes, let alone with both attackers using electric vehicles, with both attackers serving at Fort Bragg, with both attackers being former military. You can't make this up. And the media's playing along with it. You don't hear about it. Why don't we hear about Matthew Crooks, the man who shot at Trump? Why don't we hear about him? Gone, bye, don't need to hear about it anymore. There's more to it, folks. There's more to it. And the reason, and I can tell you the reason that they used electric vehicles, this was a small trial run for something bigger coming. Autonomous vehicles were used because it was a trial. We have bigger issues coming. Now, I want to tell you this, and I want to tell every terrorist out there, and my God, I hope you're listening because I've got news for you. We are not cowards. We, as Americans, were born of revolution. We were bred by patriots who had a fire for freedom and liberty deep within their souls. And if you guessed it, it is burning brighter today than it ever has been before. Justice will find you. It will not be gentle. And may God have mercy on your soul, because the United States of America will not. You can tell I get a little passionate about this because a lot of this is preventable. Oh, you can't blame the New Orleans police. Hell yes, I can blame the New Orleans police. Can't blame anyone. Hell yes, I can. That is your job. And if you don't do your job that you asked for, then you failed. And people died. Don't sit here and tell me, oh, what a great job the heroes did. You know what? I've got many questions for you. Number one, I know a lot about barricades. Why didn't you have staggered barricades? New Year's Eve, Bourbon Street, Super Bowl coming up. Why weren't there staggered barricades? For those of you that don't know, it's a big cement barricade. Starts on the right. There's a gap. There's another one that where you can walk behind it, drive a vehicle through it. There's another one where you really got to take your time to drive the vehicle through it on the left side. That extends, so there's an opening on the right. And then you have another staggered barricade that comes out from the right. Why didn't they have staggered barricades? That truck would have never have made it through without police stopping him. It would not have. Why didn't they have lift barricades? I see them all the time. We have them up on the Capitol Hill. They simply go up and down. Keep them up. If law enforcement needs to get through, you push a button and it goes down. Now, nobody was in on this, I don't believe, from the government perspective in New Orleans. But yes, I blame you, because there are security protocols that simply weren't followed that prevented this vehicle from getting on the road. New Orleans, I feel for you. You've got a Super Bowl coming up. America, we got to wake up. Mathematically, I hope someone out there knows what the odds are of that ever happening without it being coordinated whatsoever. Now, this Matthew, this guy who drove the Cybertruck, here's why the battery-powered vehicles are important. As I said, this is a trial run for something else. And the government knows it, and they blew it. But they're trying to get us to think that it was just, you know, two idiots that had no coordination, even though they served at the same place. They used the same app. They used electric vehicles. The attacks were within 15 minutes of each other, and they blew electric vehicles up in an area to kill lots of people. But no coordination, according to the government. The electric vehicle is becoming, I have one. I have a Tesla Model 3. I also, for my conservative friends out there, I have a 2013 Ram 1500. Good old trusty rusty. That's what I call it. My electric vehicle has full self-driving capabilities. Theoretically, I'm supposed to be in that vehicle when it's driving. And I say theoretically because there are so, just YouTube it. There are so many hacks out there that people have found, and Tesla has been getting in trouble for this, and they've had recalls. But with full self-driving, as long as my eyes, with the new full self-driving 13, as long as the cabin cam can see my eyes and they are looking out, it will let me drive whether I am holding on to the steering wheel or not. All right, pretty cool thing. I mean, it could save, you think of how many lives that technology could have saved with, don't ever do this, but people who've driven intoxicated accidentally or, you know, being stupid. You think of how many lives that technology could, you just get in your car, you punch in the address, you put it in a drive and you go. That's all you got to do. It's pretty sweet, actually. I love it. But when I'm wearing sunglasses, I don't need to be looking at the road. I just need to have the sunglasses pointed at the road. See, we have an interior cabin cam that monitors if we're looking at the road or not. I've worn my sunglasses in there, and I have sat there, and I have looked down at my knee, and I have texted people, and it has been perfectly fine. All it takes, folks, is for them to make a mannequin, slap that into a Tesla, punch the address in, put it in drive, and go. That's it. That is it. They aren't going to need to put people in them. And here's the other reason that I'm scared about that they used electric vehicles and why I think this was just a trial run. Unless there is someone in there to detonate it, you need a transmitter. The transmitter didn't work. It's usually a cell phone. And when a tragedy happens, you may have lost cell signal before for hours on end when there's been a massive car accident or something going on or some big event or the president's coming to town, simply because we learned after 9/11 when first responders couldn't call each other that they need to have those airwaves cleaned off. It's called FirstNet. And they get first priority, and then you and I are below that. We can't use our phones because it's been, those lines have been, those airwaves have been freed up for first responders. So guess what? Cell phones aren't going to work to detonate them. And I'm guessing that's what they were using, and they did not work. Okay? I'm guessing that's what the New Orleans guy used, but I can't, government won't tell me. They won't. Guess what the next best thing is? A giant computer. Did you know that on my Tesla, I can plug a Raspberry Pi 4 into my Tesla and I can watch Netflix while I'm driving? Did you know that? These little mini microcomputers. They're awesome little gadgets to tinker with at home. I love to tinker. I love technology. I love doing that stuff. I love home servers. I love all of it. You can get a Raspberry Pi 4 for $50. You can pre-program that little thing. You can slap what's called a GPS hat onto it so you can get directions from it. You can slap a cell or a Wi-Fi one on there. And guess what you can do? When it arrives at destination, sends a signal to the car, and that giant-ass battery sends a charge to whatever IED is in there, and then it explodes. Yep, electric vehicles are important. Now, everyone says, well, you know, we have the Patriot Act and business record exemptions. Let's go And let's just everybody, anyone renting electric vehicles or requesting electric vehicles, let's get the business. We already have it and it didn't work. Business exemption records in the Patriot Act is one of the largest infringements on your civil liberties that you are ever going to find. Here's the best example I can give you. Everyone here has Gmail. Who owns the Gmail, you or Gmail? According to the government, Gmail does. So they only need to go to Gmail without even talking to you, and they can get every single record about you that they want without even talking to you. Thank you, George W. Bush, for doing more to destroy liberty and freedom across this country. Appreciate it, you so-called conservative that did nothing conservative. Appreciate it. You have the lone wolf provision. Lone wolf provision simply allows me to get a warrant on an individual who I believe, a secret warrant, who I believe is a terrorist, and I can get anything I want on them. That warrant is a blanket pass. It is a blanket. I can go to Dairy Queen and say, tell me what kind of ice cream this guy ordered, and they have to tell me, and I don't have to tell him. About the only good thing that also failed was you have these roving wiretaps. All right, the Constitution is very clear that if you're going to invade somebody's liberties and freedoms, you need a warrant from a court to say that you can tap somebody's phone line, and you have to hang up after a certain period of time if no crime has been committed, discussed, whatever, okay? The problem is, when that was written, technology didn't exist. So you got these bad, evil murderer guys that are going around, and they buy these prepaid cell phones for $25 at Best Buy. They get a card. First 50 minutes are free. Okay, so the guys go out. They get 5 cell phones. They make one phone call. It came with 5 free minutes. Doesn't matter. It's all they need. They make one phone call. Throw it in the trash. The warrant has to be specific to a phone number prior to the revolving or roving wiretap. So then we got to go back to the courts. If it's on a weekend, they're closed down. We have to try to figure out what their new burner number is, and we have to get a warrant on that, and then we have to listen for a certain period of time, and then we have to hang up. And then they throw that phone away, and they get it. They use a new one. So the roving wiretap just simply says that as long as this idiot is using a phone, I can listen to it for a certain period of time. Okay, technology just wasn't there. It had to be on a number. It had to be a specific line. Just wasn't there. So now they can get a warrant and do that. And then there's a time frame on it. That was about the only good thing. And that was just an update of current law. Okay? This is what they do. And yet, it didn't work. The only thing that worked was your loss of liberties and freedoms. That's it. That is the only thing that worked. Believe me, we hear about foiled plots. We know about foiled. There are some you don't know about. There are some you don't know about for good reason, because we haven't captured everybody or there's more coming and we got to take care of it, okay? There's sometimes we can't put things on the internet. Here's an example of sometimes. Remember this whole no-bid contract crap under Bush with Dick Cheney being murdered by the left, no bid contracts for Halliburton where he's on the board and blah, blah, blah. Okay. You have to have a no bid process for certain things. You have to have trusted vendors. How do I put the schematics of a nuclear warhead out for bid to anyone in the world? You can't do that. So what do? You have some trusted vendors that have gone through significant background checks and protocols and oversight, and then you allow them, that group, to bid within it, but they're never public because, again, you can't put the schematics for a spy plane online for China to see, which the New Jersey drones is what supposedly drove Matthew Livens, whatever idiot, to do what he did, or at least part of it, okay? The New Jersey drones, we all know it's China. We all know they're being launched from a submarine. I'm not going to get into if it's a gravitational propelled system or not. Simply means that you can make plasma with inside of an aircraft. This has always been in theory. It's how stars stay together. They have their own gravity, but they're not a solid planet. They're a gas. but they stay together and they have their own gravitational pull. And because they have their own gravitational pull, just like you and I, we can stay on Earth and Earth just doesn't keep floating, okay? Physics. The theory that I've heard is that China is using this gravitational propulsion technology as a show of force. And look, show of force, we do it all the time. Reagan did it all the time. Reagan, man, I used to worship that guy. And then I looked at his record and I thought, okay, well, you know, at least he beat Russia. All right. But his record on taxes and domestic issues, they're horrific. They're nothing conservative about what he did. But what he did do was after Pan Am Flight 103, Muammar Gaddafi gets on TV and takes credit for it. You know what Reagan does? He sends some bombers over Muammar Gaddafi's house in his nice little neighborhood, and he blows up just the house. And Muammar wasn't inside, but his daughter and son-in-law were, and his dog. Muammar saw that we could drop a bomb from 40,000 feet and hit a specific target, and he shaped right up. But Reagan didn't stop there. The very next day, Reagan sent more planes over, and he bombed the crater of where his house was. That's why after 9/11, every other terrorist attack, you saw Muammar Gaddafi. Oh, my God, it was not me. It was not me. I give blood. It was not me. Show of force. China did this with their balloons. Floating balloons overhead. Shoot them down. The military needs to shoot them down. The drones with supposed gravitavic gravity, well, it's, I'm just going to say gravity, it's the same thing, but they use a different term. Gravity propulsion, you can park it somewhere. Doesn't matter what the wind is, anything, just it'll sit there. It's done. You don't need to charge it. You don't need to do anything about it. So imagine being able to take an autonomous vehicle, drive it with nothing, with absolutely nothing. Just a mannequin with sunglasses into wherever you want, have a computer inside there that detonates. That's what the trial run was on this vehicle. Which works better? Ford, Tesla? Where can we get them? How hard can we get them? What kind of documents do they ask for when we get them? What kind of background check do they do? Here's what they do. Because you're renting from an individual, I highly doubt that those individuals are doing background checks on people. Yeah, Turo might, but I mean, you can lie to Turo. Just show up, get your driver's license, got your vehicle, and you go. It's not like Hertz. It's not like Hertz where you have to hand your driver's license over. You have to get sold on extra insurance that is garbage. Then you got to walk to your car. You got to walk around. You got to look at all the scratches. See, there's lots and lots of steps. Now, I don't think anyone at Hertz is going to flag anyone, but perhaps somebody might. So they're renting Airbnbs. They're renting electric vehicles from electric vehicle owners like myself. I'm not excited, folks, about what I see coming. I wish the government would tell us more. They need to. It's our government. I want some hearings on this. I don't want anyone to say blah, blah, blah. I can't tell you it's class bull. People died. I want to know what happened. We deserve to know. But I want you to know this. Come January 20th, every single domestic terrorist and every single international terrorist, you are on notice. We're coming. We're coming for you. We're coming for anyone that harbors you. We are coming for anyone that supports you, and you will meet your maker. It will not be a fight. So ever. Justice is coming. But back to the government. Way too many things are classified, people. Way too many things. And we need to end that. We're going to talk more on the next episode about the attacks. We're going to go deeper into those and the drones. But I wanted to set the stage for you. So at least we were on the same page to where we're going to look at people and say, you know what? These were coordinated attacks. These are going to continue and they are going to get worse. This was a trial run. How do I know? Because I'm me, you're you, I'm right, deal with it.
You've been listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Andy Parrish.